sanctioned four top Myanmar generals, including the country's commander-in-chief and his deputy, over the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the four are responsible for gross human rights violations in an ethnic cleansing campaign. The sanctions bar those targeted and their immediate families from traveling to the United States. The Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh are widely viewed in Myanmar as illegal immigrants. Here in Washington, after many hours of bitter language, the U.S. House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution condemning the words of President Donald Trump. Words it said were racist, words he had aimed at four minority women members of Congress. In a tweet, Mr. Trump suggested they go back home. Three of the four were born in the United States, another is a naturalized citizen. A report from AP Sagar Meghani at the White House.
As the House debated,
I know racism when I see it.
Congressman John Lewis, whose skull was fractured during a civil rights march. The resolution passed with all Democrats and four Republicans voting against the president, who earlier said the four lawmakers' remarks should be condemned.
The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel.
House GOP Chief Kevin McCarthy argued against the resolution.
It is our duty to focus not on retribution, but building a more perfect union.
Which Democrat Pramila Jayapal said is exactly what they're doing.
Dissent is patriotic and, in fact, a core value to our democracy.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump said it was, quote, so great that only four Republicans voted for the resolution. He added it was quite a day, something his critics could probably claim as well. North Korea is complaining about U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea and warns that could be an obstacle to furthering a dialogue on nuclear disarmament. That dialogue is stalled. From Washington, this is VOA News. The European Union is looking at whether Amazon uses private retailer information to gain a competitive edge. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports from London.
Officials are opening an antitrust inquiry into the online shopping giant to see whether it uses data from independent retailers for commercial gain. Officials say the probe has shown that Amazon appears to use competitively sensitive information about marketplace sellers, their products and transactions on the marketplace. As such information could give it a competitive edge, an official says the bloc needs to ensure the large online platforms don't eliminate these benefits through anti-competitive behavior. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Former shuttle astronaut Mark Kelly says now's the time to look toward Mars.
I think if we really focused on it and gave NASA the necessary resources to do it, something we could do in, you know, maybe 20 years from now. It's going to be hard, but it's really a worthwhile thing for our country.
Planned Parenthood and other clinics that receive federal funding here in the United States say they plan to defy the new Trump administration ban against referring women for abortions. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A lobbyist for reproductive rights organization says they're drawing a line in the sand against what they say is keeping patients in the dark about legitimate health care options. The Department of Health and Human Services notified clinics it will immediately begin enforcing a new regulation banning abortion referrals, since no court has ordered it not to, even though there are legal challenges. The American Medical Association's warning that many low-income women could lose access to contraception and basic health services. One clinic in Maine says it plans to stop accepting federal funds so it doesn't have to comply with the new regulation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The top American diplomat for East Asian Affairs tells reporters the U.S. will work hard to ease trade and political disputes between key allies South Korea and Japan. Envoy David Stilwell talking about the feud and the outlook.
The U.S. places great priority on strengthening relations between our country and our two close allies between the ROK and Japan. The truth is, no significant issue in this region can be resolved without cooperation between our two allies, Korea and Japan.
Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died after suffering a stroke on Monday. He was 99. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings Radio.